Okay, so we're doing here the issue of Hotzah Midrabanan. Basically, on the starting from the Mishnah on Beis Amin Aleph, the Rashi's on the Mishnah, and then the Gemara on Gimel, Beis Amin Beis, Gimel Amin Aleph. Okay? So basically, you have the Mishnah has the Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifatz. Okay? So the Shtayims are basically the Deraisas. Okay? The two Shtayims. It means the Deraisa for the Ani, the two Deraisas for the Ani, which is whether he does. Brings it in or out, right? And the two deraisas for the Ashi are also whether he brings it in or out. But then you have, apparently for the Ani, in the Ani you have two derabanans, and the Ashi's case you have two derabanans. Okay, two derabanans. And basically the idea of derabanan is when you only do Akira or Hanaha, not both, then it's also derabanan. Okay? Okay, so basically, so that's basically the way the case goes. Let's see, so let's just read that part of the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah has, it's the end of the Mishnah, right? So just to get all the cases. So basically you have where the Ani sticks his hand inside, okay, or the Ani from outside puts his hand inside, v'natal balavais mitocha, and the balavais takes from it. Alright, so the Ani did the Akira in Rosh Hashanah, puts his hand across, and the Asher takes from it and puts it down, so that he's doing the Anacha. Oh, Shinasan L'Socha, or the opposite, Ve'otzi, or the Ani sticks his empty hand into the Rosh Hashanah, into the Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Bayis does an Akira of the thing, puts it in the Ani's hand, the Ani brings it out and does the Anacha. Okay, so in both cases, the Ani is doing the transference. The question is he doing the Akira, the Akira and the transference, or the transference and then the Hanacha? Okay, but both cases are where the Ani is carrying a full hand across. Versus did he start or did he end? Okay, those are the two for the Ani, the two Drabanans. Okay? And then it has the other way. The Baal HaBayis is the one doing the transferring. And again, the Baal HaBayis doing the transferring could go. So it's both ways. The object could be on both ways. It could have Pasha Baal HaBayis is Yad HaLachutz, but not Talani Mesocha. Either the Baal HaBayis picks up an item from his table, puts it outside, then the Baal Ani takes it out of his hand. So the Baal HaBayis did Akira, then transferring, and the other guy does Anacha. Oh, Shinasan L'Socha, or the Baal HaBayis sticks his empty hand outside, the Ani picks up an item, okay, does another Akira, and the Baal HaBayis takes from his hand and puts it, brings it across and puts it down in his owner's chest. Okay, so there he does the transferring and the Hanach. Okay, so basically you have, the way of splitting it up is you have two people doing the transferring. You have the Ani or the Asher doing the transferring. And whichever one's doing the transferring, you can have that guy doing the Akira or that guy doing the Hanach. Okay, so you end up having four cases. Okay, you have four cases. Okay, two different guys doing the transferring, and within each guy doing the transferring, the question is, did he do the Akira or did he do the Hanach? So it's two and two, right? Okay, under each one doing the transferring, you have a subdivision. So you have four. Okay? But in each one of the cases, these are four cases. Four cases. But how many halachos? How many halachos?
Eight.
Exactly. You have, in each case, you have two guys. And both guys are potter. So even though you have four cases, you technically have eight dinim. Okay, eight dinim. Okay? Okay. So that's going to be the issue, how you counting these things, right? How you counting these things. Apparently, see, the Gemara holds you should be counting them based on Dina, not just based on cases. Okay? Let's see. Okay. So let's see Rashi's. So Rashi says, okay. Pashar ha'ani yas yado. Okay, it's the first white line on the Mishnah, based on Aleph, the Avad le'akira, v'nato ba'alayis mitocha, v'inyach b'fnem, v'avad le'ba'alayis anacha, oh, shenas on the socha, the Avad le'ba'alayis akirotzi, ani v'inyach. Okay, shnei b'torim, this is important, Rashi. Shelo asa ha'echad melacha shlema. Okay, the reason why they're both potter, min ha'Torah, is because neither one of them did the complete melacha, which is akira and anacha. Aval asurim la'asos kein l'chachila. But they're asur to do it. Midrabana. Okay, l'chachila, to l'chachila, that means you're not allowed to do it. Even though you're not chayev, you're not allowed to. Midrabana means. Why? Shema yavo'u kol echad ve'echad lasos malacha shlema v'shabbos. Because if you're allowed to do either the Akira or the Anacha, you're going to end up coming to doing the whole thing. Okay? Harei shtayim midivrayim. So it turns out, so this is within the case where the Ani is doing the transferring. The case Ani is doing the transferring, you have two halachos midarabana. Achas l'ani b'chutz, achas l'bal v'ayetz b'fnem. So you have the halacha that the Ani is pater, and the halacha of the bal v'ayetz is pater. Okay, so that's how it's counting it. It's the shtayim within the case where the Ani is doing the transferring, telling you both of them are pater. The Ani is pater, he does the one of them and the transferring. And the bal v'ayetz only did one of them, Akira Anacha, is also pater. So saying that's the two b'durabonans in that case. Okay, but what is missing is, it'll come on Baruch. I'm sorry, I skipped. V'im Tomar, Shnayim Heim L'Cholach HaVe'achav. But what do you mean? It's not just for two guys. It's not just that you have a Ptor for the Ani, a Ptor for the Ashir. Within each guy there are two Ptors based upon whether he's doing the Kira Anacha. Right? A Kira L'Ani, a Kira L'Avayis, a Nacha L'Ani, a Nacha L'Avayis. Right? So in other words, if you really, in the Ptor, when the Ani is doing the transferring, you really should have four Ptors. Because you have, the Ani has two Ptors, or the Ani could either be doing the Akira or the Anacha, and the Asher could be doing the Akira or the Anacha. Right? So you should have really four Ptors. So it should really be Shtayim Shehem Shisha. Right? Because there are four Dinim, even though, again, even though this was tricky, even though there are only really two cases, since they each involve two people, okay, and they're both Pater, so therefore the count is say it should include, it should say really there are six Ptors, or four Ptors, I mean, Shtayim Shem Shisha, four additional ones, and altogether it ends up being 12, right? Two which are six when the Ani's doing the transferring, and two which are six when the Ani's doing the transferring. So it says, the Kaman Parafla, the Gemara asks that, okay? Umeshani de lo chashev ela akiras. Is that it only is counting in the count the guy who does the Akira. Okay, the guy who's doing the Akira. Okay, so even though you have the Ani and the Ashir, when the Ani is doing the transferring, you have both the Ani and the Ashir that are pater, but in either one of these two cases, there's only one guy who's initiating, who's doing the Akira. Okay, and it's only counting that guy. So therefore, each case is only counting once. Even though there are two dinim, it's only counting the first guy, the Akira guy, in each case. Why? Because that's the beginning of the Malacha, Akira, and it's possible, you could argue, that perhaps he'll come to finishing the Malacha. So therefore, it's counting him. Okay? Because he's like a great bigger danger. Because he does put the beginning, he may finish it. So therefore, it's a bigger danger, so that's the one that is counting. Okay? Okay, so you have a question here. So no problem. It sounds like a stira in Rashi, and we have to resolve it factually. But stira, it sounds at first he's saying the malacha is really they're both asr. At first he says they're both asr to do it. Both the first guy and the second guy are both asr because perhaps they'll, if you do one part of it, you'll end up doing the whole thing. Okay? So what do you mean? Let's say you're doing the second part of it. What do you mean you'll do the whole thing? It's a different time. It doesn't mean this time. Obviously, you can't do the end and then do the beginning. It doesn't, or the time doesn't work that way. But it means next time you'll come to do the whole thing. So it's saying either part of it seems to be awesome. Okay, that's what he's saying at first. Then he says you have this kasha, but then it turns out you're gonna have too many. Right, then it's gonna turn out you have 12. So he says, no, the Mishnah's only counting the beginning, the Akiras. Because only the first guy can actually come to finish it. Only the first guy can actually come to finish it here and now. Okay, like zero that he'll actually complete it. Okay, so is he saying? Is he going back now and saying that it's mutter to do that to do the hanacha? Is that what he's saying? No, you say. So what then is he saying?
Doing the type of thing the Mishnah's listing.
Yes, he's saying the Mishnah's not counting that, and he doesn't say that's mutter. He never goes and says that's mutter. You read carefully. He's just saying is the Mishnah's not counting that. In the count of Shlaim Shein Arba, it's only counting the two which are the Akiras, the Tchilas Malacha, which is Shema Yigmaran. It's only counting those. So yeah, in Echonami there are six. And they are Pater. But that's not what it's counting. It's not counting those. Okay? problem is, it doesn't really make sense. I mean, you could just believe Rashi on this thing, but what's the sense to this? I mean, if you're telling me the Mishnah has all the cases because there's one gezeira that you're not allowed to do both Akira and Hanach. What's the gezeira? The gezeira is you can't do either part of it because next time you're going to come to doing it. So that's the gezeira. Apparently that's a gezeira. It's on both of them, equally. Okay? You can't do either Akira or Hanach because if you do either one of them, you're going to end up doing it next time, the whole thing. Okay? And therefore they answered both of them. The Rabbanan answered both. Now it's like, but when the Mishnah is making a count, it's not counting how many halachas there are, really. It's just counting the ones which are the beginning, because maybe you'll come to finish it. But that's not the halacha. I mean, that would be very nice if the halacha was that only the akiras were asur, and the gezeira was the tchilas hamalacha, that which you're going to actually come to doing it right here and now. But that's not the gezeira. The gezeira, you see, is on both the akira and the hanacha. So what's Rabbi Yudanasi doing? Well, why is he doing that? Why should he count something other than what he's listing? I mean, his list has all the cases, Shnei and Peturim, right? I mean, he has all of them, so he's just, you know what, I'm only going to count the ones which are, why should he do that? It's like, as if his count is not based upon, it's like he didn't read the Mishnah. I mean, his count is counting something other than the subject matter of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you that these are all Aser, and there's one Gezerah, which applies equally to both Akira and Hanacha, but he's only counting it as if there was a different Gezerah. As if the Gezerah were only that, which is a Tchilas Otsa, which could lead to a Otsa, right? Shemi Gmarana. But that's just a disconnect. Well, where did he come up with that idea? Okay? I mean, the Baal Amar, I don't know, you can look at it, but he basically, because someone may try to argue, I don't think you could argue this, but so much argue that's what Rashi means. I mean, they're not Asar. You know, I mean, at least the thought crossed my mind when you're first learning it. You think that maybe. Maybe he means going back and saying, no, really, only the Akiras are Asar. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, what else does it mean? But first, Rashi's not saying that. He says only counting those. You know, but it doesn't sound like that's saying that they're not Butter. Okay? And the Gemara also uses that Lashon. I mean, it's hard to say. And it sounds like he's talking about it. He never says that he backed off of that. But also, the Baal Amor said, he says something like to the effect that these are chashuv, and therefore I counted them. Like the two, which, or whatever, are more chashuv, and therefore I counted them. Okay, which doesn't really help the matter. Right? I mean, okay, they're more chashuv. But so what? I mean, you don't have to put chashuv into Rashi, but Rashi sounds like something like that. Like, it's, even though they're all lesser, but you know what? It's only counting those. But I mean, you can look at the Baal Amor, I just was happy to see Baal Amor because when you read Rashi straight, you think that's the conclusion. That it means he's only counting them, but they're still losses. But the only thing is, you read that, you think this is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It's impossible. What kind of sense does it make to have them all losses and only count some of them? But when I saw the Baal Amor says it, so then you have more confidence in saying that's what Rashi's saying also. You know what I mean? Like, you're not crazy. You know what I mean? You want to, you know, before you put a time to think of a svar, you want to make sure you have the facts right. So you see, the Balmar definitely had to learn that way. He says it openly, that it's not counting them because they're not Chash. So presumably that's what Rashi means also. That is what Rashi means. Okay, so that's the main problem here, right? Okay, but we'll see in the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara. But that's essentially the problem here. What kind of thing is that? I mean, Rashi and the Mishnah kind of sets down the facts here, but we'll see it anyways in the Gemara. So let's do the Gemara now. Okay, I mean, essentially we have the facts here, but let's just say the Gemara, make sure I'm missing anything. Look for clues. Okay. I'm Larry Maslow Abayas, I'm based on the best. Okay. That's how Tavni Havian. This is 8. Tarti Sari Havian. It's really 12. And you have 8 altogether, really there are 12. Okay, let's see Rashi. Tarti Sari Havian. Arba Chiyuve. You have 4 Chiyuves. Right? Those we already got. Right? Those are the 2 Deraisos for each guy. Whether he does it one way or the other way. Achmasan Otsan. Vitamnia, you know, Tamnia is like Shmona, the Taf and the Shena and Shin. Well, Tamnia means like 8. Tamnia Pture, 8 Ptures. Shtei Akiros Lani Velo Anacha, Vishtei Anachas Blo Akira. So in the Ani's case, you could have the Akira and the Nati Anacha in 2 ways. What's the 2 ways? Either you transfer it, or the other guy transfers it. Okay, and then Shtei Anachos Blo Akira, 2 putting downs. Again, whether you transfer it or the other guy transfers it. V'chein l'bal bayis. Okay, so it's v'l bayis. Kegon. Okay. Now the question which one this is going on. Let's see. Pashat ha'ani es yadam alaya. He picks up his hand, puts his hand across, full hand across, lifnim, v'noto, balabayas mitocha. So hare akira la'ani, the'ani picked it up, brought it across, v'nacha balabayas. Okay. Oshanasan letocha, or the other case where the balabayas puts it in, and then it hotzi, and the'ani brings it across, hare akira balabayas v'nacha la'ani. Okay, that's the other way. V'chein pashat balabayas yitani la'ani. Okay, so you get the cases. Okay, he has all the cases. Okay. So that's a question. There are really 12. Same question, right? Same question. Okay, so even though I told you not to prepare this thing, I'm just going to read it anyways with you, okay? I just don't want to complicate things for the preparation. It's a side point, but I might as well read it, okay? So it's ultime eich, according to you, right? According to you that you want to count, simple question is, according to you that you want to count all the dinim, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? Shitzre Havyan. There are really 16. Okay? Sounds like it means it's like you can count it in two ways. You count it based on the cases. There are 8 cases. But there are 16 halachos, because every case has two guys. You know what I mean? So what he's saying is, I really think you should count it. I like 8, because I think you should count it based upon the cases. There are only 8 cases. But if you want to tell me that you want to have 12 because you want to count it by the dinim, by the halachos, so then you really have 16. Because even in the cases of the deoraisa, right, the case where it's deoraisa, you have the other guy who's potter, right? As if one guy does the kiran and alacha, then the other guy is potter. So the thing is that if you want to count it based upon the halachas, why are you only asking 12? What about 16? What happened to the other cases where, if the let's say the ani picks it up, puts it across, puts it down in the hands of the alabayas? So isn't that the ani's chayiv deoraisa and the other guy's potter? Okay, so why don't you have those? So, we're not counting the halachos, the dinim, we're counting the cases, and there are only 8 cases. Okay? But presumably the premise of the Gemara is that Ramas's premise is that you're only counting the dinim. You don't want to count the cases, but since each case is 2 halachos, you shouldn't just pack it into one case. Okay, you should pin the count, you should count the halachos. So, but the value of the question is, if you want to say that, you should have 16. Okay, so you say, Rashi says, So he says, that he answers, I'm like, holo kasha. That's not a kasha. Bisham bava de resha. Oh, yeah, that's good to me. Bava means case. The case is the resha. Potter umutar lo katani. Because potter there, see, when one guy does the kira and the hanacha, he's chayav, they're right. So the other guy's potter. But pater doesn't mean pater of a loser, it means pater of mutter. It means he didn't do anything, right? The Baal picks it up, puts it across, puts it down in the hand of the Baal Bais. Well, the Baal Bais didn't even do anything. The guy put it on his hand, it's just a table. You know what I mean? He's putting it on his hand. So that's pater doesn't mean mutter. That really means pater 100%. He didn't do anything. It's mutter or nothing. Okay? You may argue it should be lifnei either. So it shouldn't be 100% mutter. The Ron gets into that. Okay, but look at that, potter, 100%, in terms of hotzah, 100% by mutter. He didn't do anything. Okay, so that I understand isn't going to be counted. That's not even a din. Potter mutter isn't even a halacha. He just didn't do anything. Imam didn't do anything. El above the same with the potter of a loser, kasha. But in the second case is where it says potter. Potter means potter of a loser. So it's a real halacha that it's aser. So really, you should count each one as two, because it's telling you the ani is aser to do it and the asher is aser to do it. They're really two halachas. Okay, the two halachas. It happens to be it's one case, but the two halachas in each of the cases. Okay? So then the Gemara just asks. Okay, I'm just going to follow the cheshman here. But basically, it's not such cheshman. I'm just going to get pshat. Is that you're telling me that it means potter? Because our Mishnah says, in the case of the Raisins, it says other guys potter. So you're telling me, what does it mean potter? Potter means potter. It's mutter. Okay, mutter. Okay? He says, umika nikuli shabbos potter mutter? Do you ever have that? Potter doesn't mean mutter. The Amar Shmuel called to the Shabbos potter avalaser bar mahani talas. The potter mutter. There are only 3 cases where it says potter. It means mutter. Say das nachash. Say das svi. But say das nachash and mapis morsa. Okay. Catching a deer and catching a snake and popping a pimple. Okay. There's only 3 cases where it says potter. It means mutter. But otherwise, it always means potter avalaser. So if our Mishnah says potter, it sounds like it means potter avalaser. even in the first case. So it says no. Kiyatzur to the Shmo p'tur the kavin ma'isa. To the law of ma'isa ika tuva. Okay. It says no. That those three cases, the three times where you really did an action, and the Mishnah says you're potter, it means potter it's mother. But this, you didn't even do anything. So potter here, you don't even have to say potter. Definitely means it means potter mother. So you're saying really means mother. That's the conclusion. Potter in those cases means mutter. If you're not doing neither hakir nor anacha, it's 100% mutter, no problem whatsoever. Okay? So therefore, you're not counting those, because those really aren't even halachos. You just didn't do anything. Okay? You don't count those. But the Gemara says, Mikol makom, tarti sari havin. Okay? But still, there are 12. So you're back to the problem. There are 12, because since there are halachos, you're counting the halachos. So in the Deraisa cases, there's only really one halacha, the guy who's chayes. There are four cases of that, four dinim, the Deraisas. But in the Darabanan, there are four cases, each of which has two dinim, so therefore you should end up having eight, which is a total of 12. So you're back to that kasha. Okay? So the Gemara says, no. It says, Turi dasi ledechi yabchatas kachasha. The lo asi bledechi yabchatas lo kachasha. Okay? So it's only counting... Only counting the p'tors which could lead to a chiyuv chatas. Okay, it's not counting. So even though there are eight p'tors really, eight yisurim, but it's only counting those yisurim which can actually lead to a chiyuv chatas. Now, what does that mean? Okay, so Rashi says, through those are the chiyuv chatas. Okay, kigon akiros. Okay, funny means kigon. Because it's only Akiros. Yeah. Like you're going. Akiros. Shehin tchilas ha-malacha. They're the beginning of the malacha. Di'iko megzar dilma gamarla. Because he could be gozer, lest perhaps he'll come to complete it. Aval anachos lo matzi lemesi le'chiv chatos. But the anachos could not lead to a chiv chatos. They can't lead to a chiv chatos. De'haleko akira gavei'ai. Because this guy didn't do an akira. So how are you going to do the anachos? He'd never be chai for the anacha. Already, your akira already happened, and you didn't do it. Okay, the arba diktoni bechol chad. So in the four, which it has in each one, tarti dechliyuva. So it says shayshen arba. Two of them are chayev. The akira de petura. And the akiros, which are potter. De tarti ninim, okay, which are two. Okay, in other words, in the case of the ani, for instance, ani bringing it across, you have the two chiyuvim, and then you have the two akiros, and you have the two akiros, which are potter. Pasha ani yasiyad malay alafnim, achada. That's, for instance, the ani picks up something, carries it across. That's the akira. Oh, shenosan lasocha balabayis. V'yado shalani yisurikanis. Or, for instance, the ani has an empty hand, puts his empty hand out there. The balabayas picks it up and puts it into the hand of the ani. And the ani brings it back. So that's the akira of the balabayas. Okay? That's the akira of the balabayas. Authority. So, in other words, within the case of the ani doing the transferring, okay, within the case of the ani doing the transferring, you have the case where the ani picks it up and does the transferring. Or the Asher picks it up, puts it into the Ani's hand, and the Ani does the transfer. Okay? So you have it. This is one of the problems they point out with Rashi. I think maybe Tos points out is that within the La'ani, or the Bifnim, within the cases of the Ani doing the transferring, you have two Akiras. You have the Akira for the Ani, and the case of the Akira for the Asher. It's like you have the Asher's din of Potter under the case of the Ani. Which isn't a problem, but it's not as smooth. Okay? So you have the Akira, basically showing how you count the Akira of both. You have two Akiras. You have two possible Akiras when the Ani is doing the transfer. Either the case of the Ani did the Akira and transferred it, or the Baal Bais did the Akira, and then the Ani took it, transferred it, and did the Ana. Okay, but that's the count, that's for the Baal Bais. Okay, so basically you're counting the Akiras. Okay? Rabbi Seinu, forget about the Rabbi Seinu, they're hard shot. They're going to leave them out for now. That means the other way. The Asher did the transfer. Back to the problem. And the problem where I left with is, what's the deal? I mean, what's the deal of counting only the ones which are also the Chiyuv Chatas? I mean, Presumably, everything is asr l'chiv chatas, otherwise why are the Rabbanan gozering against it? Right? I mean, why are they asring? Apparently everything's asr. Now, why is it asr? It's also to protect the Torah. Everything wants to protect the Torah and to protect the violation of the Raisa. So they asr, otzah, akira, and anacha. Because either one of them could lead to a violation of the Raisa. It's him. So now he's saying it's only one of them could come to l'chiv chatas? Only the akira? I mean, which one is it? I mean, which one's the gezerah? Okay, good. So I'm going to say like Gary is saying. That... By the way, give me one second. Yeah, I won't say this, but I just want to say how to approach it. Maybe just a step on the methodology. How do you get there? Okay? So basically, I think a good way to do this would be to define... Tosis is almost talking about... Rashi is almost talking about as if there are two different gezeras going on here, right? He has this gezera where they're both asar, because Shema Yavo Kalachal Asim Lapashlema. And then he has almost like another gezera, it sounds like. If you do the Tchila, then it's asar Shema Yavo Yimimarana, you know? So this is like, I'd say maybe define each of them, each of these gezeras in their own right, even though it's not clear if they both exist or they're two gezeras, or define what he's saying in one and define what he's saying in the other, and then you could talk about why it is that you're counting one and not counting the other, you know what I mean? But since he's talking twice about the gezerah in two different ways, one of them which includes the anacha, one which doesn't include the anacha, it's a good idea to define the two gezerahs, you know what I mean? Or define them as if there were two separate gezerahs, you know? Okay? So that being the case, so let's do that, okay? So the first one he says is akira or hanacha. Okay, which he says, what does he say it? He says, Shema shelo also ha'echad malacha shlema. Aval shun lasos ken l'chachila shema yavo kalacha recha lasos malacha shlema. So that it seems like he's saying is an idea of there's a malacha shlema. Also has a malacha that has two components to it. Okay, essentially two, akira and hanacha. To leave the transfer out of it. Okay, it's two of Kiran Anacha. So they assert a component, one component. Okay, it's assert to do, so to speak, like a mixas hamalacha. Okay? And so it has two components to it, Kiran Anacha. And the Rabbanan assert, even if you do a mixas of the malacha, namely one of the components. Okay, that's the Rabbanan, because if you start doing one of the components, maybe next time you can do both components. It's like a two-part action. So really, the Raisa only chayv do it to both parts. But since it's two parts, the Rabbanan, in order to protect the Raisa, they said they don't want anyone doing either part, any parts of it. You know what I mean? Because if you start allowing it to be, one guy does one part, the other guy does the other part, so then it's going to turn out that one guy's going to do both parts. So they asr the mixas of malacha. Okay? Either component of otza. Okay? The Rabbanan asr either of the components. Okay, either the akira or the anacha. Okay, that's the way he describes that first. It doesn't matter if you do the last component. It's not because you're gonna finish it. It's not because you're finishing it. Saying is conceptually, if you do a mixas of the thing, the next time you can do the whole thing. I mean, so they assert the mixas hotza. Okay, not malacha shlema, but the mixas of the hotza. Okay, so far so good. But then the other one, the way it describes it in Rashi and the Mishnah, he says shein tchilas hamalacha, v'ikal mimar shema yigmarana. Okay, see that's a different idea, which is the tchilas hamalacha. Okay, the tchilas hamalacha. Okay, which means that it's so to speak there's a process. It's always a process, and they assert you from engaging in the process, from beginning. If you do a hakira, you're engaging. It's the tchila samalacha. You're actually involved in the otzah, only the beginning part of it, but you're actually involved in otzah. Okay? So they asr the haskalas otzah. Okay? You see, if you only do hanacha, you can't say you're involved in otzah, because you didn't do the hanacha, and you're not involved in anything. There's no otzah. Otzah is two parts. But otzah is two parts. If you do the first part, you'll say, you're beginning hotzah. Okay, you are actually involved in the beginning of hotzah. Okay, you can't say you're involved in the end of hotzah because you can't have an end without the beginning. Since the other guy did the beginning, you didn't do any beginning, so therefore you're not even doing an action, which is miktsah, so it's a. Right? Conceptually, it's a part of Otsah. But you can't say you're actually involved in the Maisa Otsah, the beginning of the Maisa Otsah. You can't be, that you're not. That's only the beginning. In the beginning, you say you've begun Otsah. So they said, the Isser of Otsah, the Oraisa is to do the whole process, and the Rabban said you can't even start the process. Don't even get started. Because why? Because if you get started, maybe you can finish it. So they answered, they began the point of the Isser. Okay, the Oraisa, I could start it and get all 99% complete as long as I'm finishing. But the Rabbanan said, you know, you can't even get started. I mean, that's a different idea than saying, that's why, again, and the first idea was not that you're beginning Hotzah, you're not beginning or ending Hotzah. It's an idea of that, it's a totally separate action. Whereas Hotzah is only if you do the whole thing. But now there's something which is similar to Hotzah. Namely, if you do one of the components of Hotzah. Okay, it's not because you're beginning the deraisa. Don't do the deraisa. You're not beginning the deraisa. Deraisa is deraisa. This is separate from darabana. So to speak, like this is like a freestanding of the darabana. It's not the haschalas otzah is so to speak like an extension of the iser otzah. The iser otzah is don't do the whole otzah. Rabban says don't even do half of it. Don't even begin it. Okay, it's an extension of the deraisa. The first gezeira here in Rashi is it's not an extension of the thing. It's a separate iser. The Raisa says you can't do the Malcha Shlema, the whole thing. The Rabban says, you know what, you can't even do Miktsah Sosa. You can't even do Akira. You can't even do Anaha. They're separate. It's a separate Isser. It's not like an extension of the Ma'isa Isser of the Raisa. It's a separate halacha. You're not allowed to do a Miktsah, something which is called a Miktsah Sosa. You're not allowed to do Akira or Anaha. Okay, that's like a freestanding Isser. It's not, you can't extend the Isser of the Raisa in that way. Halacha can never be an extension of the deraisa. You could say you can't begin the thing as an extension of the deraisa, but to say don't do that which is conceptually a component of it because next time I'm going to come forget. That's not extending the deraisa. That's a separate issur because if I do this thing, then someone's going to get confused and the system's going to break down and now someone's going to do the deraisa. So it conceptually resembles otzah. So therefore, the asur this action of miktsas otzah. But again, The other one, the tchilas, is not just it conceptually resembles it. It's saying is they're actually extending the Issa Deraisa and saying the Issa Deraisa begins at an earlier point. It's saying is not only does it do the entire thing, it's also to even start the process. Okay, that's an extension of the Deraisa. It's an extension of the Deraisa. It's not a freestanding Issa. Okay, it's like an extension of the Deraisa itself. So far so good? Okay? So that's the two things, right? Okay, now the last step is what Rashi's saying is then the Mishnah was saying Yitzios Shabbos Shtayim Shehen Arba it's counting the Deoraisa and the extensions of the Deoraisa. Okay? That's where you're actually involved, the way Gary says you're involved in the Yitziah. Either the whole Yitziah or part of the beginning of the Yitziah. You know what I mean? You're involved in Otzah. Okay? You're fully involved or even partially involved. Okay, that you could say shtay. So first of all, I think the lashon of Yitzios, but I think also shtayin shehein arba. It means it's two, which are four. See, you can't say the other derabbanans are four. It's not what they are. They're separate. It's totally separate isser. Separate isser that you're not allowed to do anacha because if you do anacha, someone tomorrow is going to come and do a next Shabbos is going to do anacha. That's not shtayin shehein. Shehein means it's like. The Issur Deoraisa is two, which actually has four manifestations. Well, what do you mean? Because the Rabbanan asked the beginning of that Issur Deoraisa. That, you could say, Shtayin Shein Arba, where the Deoraisa is really an extension of the Derabbanan. The Derabbanan is really an extension of the Deoraisa, so you could count it. There are two Issur Deoraisa, which really are four. Okay, the beginning, it's Shehein, because the beginning of them is also Asar. So the beginning of the Deraisa and the Haskalah of the Deraisa. So Shtayim Shehein Arba. But you don't count, in the count, you wouldn't say Shtayim Shehein Shisha, because it's not Shtayim Shehein Shisha. It's there's Shtayim Shehein Arba. And then also the Rabban and Asar, two totally other separate things, which are conceptually resemble the thing. But he's saying the count is counting that which is an extension of the Deraisa itself. And the extension of the race itself is really that which is the partakes of the process. You're beginning the outside. That's what's counted in the Mishnah. know what I mean? So what's very nice, it's nice, is that the Rabbi Yonasi set it up very nicely, is that he's not only teaching you all the halachos, he's teaching you the concepts. Okay, because you read the Mishnah, you say, wait a second, I count 12. The Mishnah says only 4 or 8. So you realize that there's a contradiction. So you have to now conceptually be mechalig between the 8 and the other 4 and derive the concept that in the Issur Derabbanan there are really 2 classes. Okay? There's the class which is really the extension of the Deraisa, and the class which is Asur anyways as a separate Derabbanan. So from the way Rabbi Yonasi wrote the Mishnah, the ingenious time we did it is that he wrote all the halachos, so you learn all the halachos, but he hints at the concepts through the count. Because the count shows you that there, even though there are really 12, there are 8 which are differentiated. So you get you point to the idea that in concept there are 4 of the darabonans are different, the akiros are different than the anachos. You know what I mean? So it's good that he wrote it that way. It's and as it goes, he packed into the least amount of space the most halachos. And that was what the original Tosaf, if you remember, that was the original Tosaf, why Rabbi Yossi loved this Mishnah. Right? I mean, really, this is Chaviv Allah, he said. Because the amount of idea, halachos, are packed into it. But that was halachos, real actual halachos, but this is, the concept is also packed into it, you know what I mean? So specifically, if he would have said 2, which is 12, you know, 4, which is 8, 12, you would have had the same halachos. It wouldn't be halachic nafkamiyah. But you wouldn't get the concepts. You wouldn't see the chiluk in the concepts. You know what I mean? So saying when they were born in Aser and Otsah, they wanted Aser both the Akira and the Anacha. But they realized in the Akira they could actually tie it to the Deoraisa in a much closer way than in the Anacha. So apparently they do that. You don't say, since ultimately they're going to have to Aser the Anachas like that, you might as well just Aser the Akira also as a separate thing. Apparently since in the Akira's, it could be defined as an extension of the Deoraisa, that's like a better halakhic formula, and better to do that for the Akiras, even though the Hanachas are going to be independent. I mean, you could have argued with that. You could have said, is that since, I mean, maybe that was the guy with 12, I mean, you could say that, is that, I don't know, I'm not sure, but you could have argued, since ultimately you're going to have to ask for the Hanacha, and the Hanacha is not an extension of the Otsa, but it's a separate independent Maisesser. So what benefit do you have by setting up the Akira as an extension of the Deraisa? So now you basically have like a two-layered Derabon, two-layered Gzera. You know what I mean? Like, you have Gzera, Yasa, and Kira, and Anacha, but Yasa them differently. Better, smoother to say, forget the idea of Aschalas Otsa, but Asar, Kira, and Anacha, just one Gzera. It's a uniform Gzera. The Asar and Mixel and Malacha, which would include both of them. And then there'd be no difference between Akira and Anacha. Maybe that's why Yel, 12. Because that's why Yel, because there's really Yel, there is no chiluk between the Akira and Anacha. I mean, because it turns out you're asking them both, you just say one Gezerah. But it could be what he's answering him, and maybe this is an argument, the answer to no, is that since conceptually that's a better formula, to extend the Deraisa is always smoother. It's more tied with the Deraisa. The Rabbanon want to minimize the independent structures they can do. You can extend the Deraisa, it's smoother than, say, setting up an independent structure of an Issa. So it's better, since it's better, you want to minimize, even though it's going to force you to, you can't have to create a dual structure in the Derabanan, but it's better at least to have the Akira as being an extension of the Deraisa, even though it's going to force on the Anachas, you're not going to be able to do it. I mean, it could be that was a question. Maybe that's not my focus. It's like, you have two options here. You have two options here in terms of the simplicity of the system, the halakhic system. On the one hand, there's a simplicity to just make it all uniform. Like here, not a whole one big deal. It's all one package. They're all the same thing. A mix of some halacha, and that will include both. And there's no reason. Or, on the other hand, you have the simplicity of that kind of a gezerah is not so smooth. So it's true, you're going to have to make it, but at least minimize that. In other words, when you could actually make an extension of the Deraisa, and it is an extension of the Deraisa, other than the Akira, so then you do that. You also have the Hanachos which exist in the family. Okay, fine. So each one will take on the best formula which is possible for it. The formula for the Akira is the best, the formula for the Hanachos is the best that's possible for it. But in the, like, it could be a machlokas in when they're making a siyag, how are they going to formulate it? You know what I mean? What's the smoother way to do it? Could be. If you want to say it's machlokas. You know, or a master really, either a Havmina or maybe even argue, you know. I mean, I guess you can't argue with Minasi, but it's Kasha. It's Kasha. Kasha is it's all one thing. Could be. I mean, it could be you just asking. I'm not sure. I mean, I could see arguing that. I mean, I can see the Gemara also just saying, he's saying, why is it should be 12? Because there are 12 cases, there are 12 Torah. And he's answering him, no, there's a conceptual chiluk between the two. I don't know if you have to say anyone argued on that. It's just, he's asking, you have to give the chiluk. But I'm just, I can imagine there being a, because it's a chiddush to me that the Rabbanan would split up like that. It is a chiddush. So I can imagine someone arguing with it and saying you can't do that. Good? So we're going to just read Tosus here. Because Tosus learns differently. He says, Turi dosu dechiv chattis, kim omen al. Ma'ash apirish rashi, da kiros kachashav, eno neil lorei. Okay? Rui doesn't like it. Okay? Chada, first of all, the akira below tsa'a, eno ela toto v'alma. The imbro dora dechiv chattis klal. He says, what are you going to say? You just do, pick it up. You pick it up, and the other guy picks it out of your hand, brings it across, and puts it down. What did you do? All you did is picked it up. He says, it's tilt of alma. So all you're doing is you're just picking it up. What kind of... That's nothing. You're not even doing anything. It doesn't... That doesn't partake. Dura is like... I forgot the exact word. Dura doesn't like even schmack of it. It doesn't even partake of it at all. I mean, you have to... It says it at all. So you see, that's what the mission means. Dura doesn't like even schmack of it. It has nothing to do with the chiyuv chattas. Okay? The question is going to be, does the Tosus mean it's mutter to do the Akira, or he just means that it's not counted? I mean, he always says, only tilt of alma, I mean, if it's also, it's also. I mean, it's not just tilt of alma, he says it's also. And if he's saying it's mutter, it doesn't say on the Mishnah Gemara, says it's the kachashim, you know? Okay, fine, so that's his first question. He's saying, he doesn't like saying that that's, he doesn't like saying Akira is so significant. You just do Akira without transferring it, that's no big deal, you don't do anything. He says, "Oh, the first country is kachashim of al bayis gimel yitzias v'achnas achas ulaani gimel achnas v'otzahas." So if you work out the chesed, you'll see on the Baal Bayis' case, he had three yitzias and one achnasa, and vice versa. Okay, he doesn't end up being very symmetric according to Rashi's way. Okay, you can think through the chesed, you'll see what he's talking about. Okay, it's not a smooth read in the Mishnah. There's no problem; it just is not smooth. Oh, the lo chashiv tarti liftor the ani. Be'achas, who the asher be'achas, k'dechashir chiyuva v'resha. Because the Torah of the ani, it doesn't separate out. As I pointed out before, by the ani, it squeezes together the akira of the ani and the akira of the asher into under one category. Okay, in other words, in the cases where the ani does the transferring, you have one of the akiras is the ani, one of the akiras is the asher. So he says he's combining together the Ani and the Asher. But in the Deraisas, it had the two where the Ani is doing the Deraisas and then the two where the Asher. Split them apart totally. In the Derabonans, you're like kind of mixing together the Ani and the Asher. Which again is a pshat, kasha. It's smooth. It's not so smooth. Okay, you can't. It's not a problem. I mean, you can say that's the way it turns out. Okay, but that's the Zadeh kasha. So therefore, he says, when the Farish, Riva, the Asi de Chiv Chatas Hainu, Osu Sheposhet Es Yada O Machnisa. Omotzia. He says the guy who doesn't mean the guy who chayuchatz is the guy who does the transfer. Okay, the guy who's doing the transfer and everything. You have the akira and the anacha and the transfer. So there's always one guy who's doing one of them and the transfer, and the other guy is doing the other one. So they're saying who's the counting? It's counting the guy who's doing the transfer. Okay, it's counting the guy who's doing the transfer. The kavase bava deresha chayuchatz, because similar the resha is chayuchatz v'hacha patar. Lefishol also kol hamalacha. Here your puzzle didn't do the whole thing. Shechiser menu ma'at, because all you were lacking was a tiny bit. Oh, akira hanacha. You're only lacking one part. Just the akira, just the hanacha. Maybe right. Maybe shami. Right. Maybe shami. The kamar lo asi masnis and el patur sheneged hachia. It's counting the patours which are corresponding to the chia because they're almost the same. Mishum hachi lo chashav el patur shall also sheneged hachayev lamayla above the resha. So therefore, it's only counting the p'tors where you almost the same as the case where the guy was chayev. Because you have the case where Ani's chayev, now you have the case where he's almost chayev. He's doing almost the same thing. He's only lacking either the akira or the anacha. Vav adoreshi kol poshal ani lefnim v'ktoni ani chayev p'turo didei chashev v'vav adosefa poshal ani lefnim v'chein l'mavayis. The thing is, now it works out smooth, is that you have in the resha the ani is chayev too. And then you have the Ani is potter too when he does the transfer, but he's lacking one of the parts. And then he has the Baal Bayis is chayev too, the Baal Bayis is potter too when he does the transfer, he's lacking one of the parts. Okay, so it's a smoother show, yeah, it's a smoother read in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. It's a more simple structure. Okay, so basically, you have to figure out, first of all, is Tosa maintaining that it's actually mutter to do the other half? Is he doing? Is he really arguing la halacha, or is he arguing in the count? Which one is counting? And if so, what's his argument with Rashi in the count? And it sounds like he's saying, forget, what's his kasha on Rashi, that picking it up is only tilt Obama, it's only tilt Obama. Why is it only tilt Obama? He's doing Gibra, he's doing the Ashala Sotzala, you know? And what's his new idea about doing the transfer, you know? So that's what we'll do tomorrow. But also, like, look at the Ramban. Dushi Ramban. He basically learns, the Ramban and the Rashba both, they learn the same. Okay, if you have a hard time reading one, you look at the other. You could help, you know. If two Rishonim say the same thing, you could look at them both and help you get the, you know. But they want to learn that it's counting only the Hanachas. Okay, so Rashi is the only kind of heroes. Those counting the transfer guy, and they learn it's counting the Hanachas. Okay? I feel like Mara made that clear, right?